are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in today. Got a couple numbers to throw out for you. If you can't reach us on the 1-877, what is our number? Is it one? Hi, we got Donovan. What is it, Donovan? Is it 1-866 or 1-877? It's 1-877, Doc Dolly. We're having trouble with the phone lines again. We paid our bill. We paid our bill. I don't know what's going on. So if the 1-877 Doc Dolly is not working, you could also call 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Just once. I would like everything to go smoothly. I just need everything to go smoothly. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Where do I want to start? Well, I guess there's a bra that could actually tell doctors if you're having a heart attack. That's kind of nice. We're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about how, I guess, the Alaskan Airline flight attendants are having a problem with their uniforms. They're saying that the uniforms are making them sick. So we'll try to figure out what's going on with that. Also, it looks like there's a dental filling that they are in the process of making. All right. That can actually, if you have a decaying tooth, kill the bacteria that's there and then regenerate the tooth. I know, that kind of sounds too good to be true. So as you can see, we got a very, 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 very busy day. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or, of course, you can call 1-800-259-5791. Sorry about that, 259-5791. I don't have that number memorized yet. I don't. Okay, so what's going on? They say Asian students are at greater risk of myopia. Oh, no, myopia! Most of us have had myopia. We're nearsighted. And I guess they say that staying indoors, reading books, the intense levels of education have been blamed for an epidemic of short-sightedness, nearsightedness, across Eastern Asia. They say it affects almost 90% of these kids that go to school. 90% of these kids need glasses. In China, Japan, South Korea, they say 10 to 20% have high myopia, which can also lead to loss of vision and even blindness. What the heck is that? High myopia. Anyway, this is published in the Lancet Medical Journal. Professor Ian Morgan from the Australian National University in Canberra says that the powerful Asian education ethic may be largely responsible. All right, now, It's interesting. When I was younger, I loved television. I loved watching reruns. And, you know, I grew up in Phoenix, so it was really, really hot. So I didn't like going outside too much. And you couldn't. You know, it was really hot in Phoenix during the summer. So we watched a lot of TV. My brother didn't like television. So play with his Transformers and his Hot Wheels, I did. Well, watching so much television, I felt like as a kid, that's why I had to wear glasses. And my brother didn't. So I've always kind of had a theory that those people that have to watch television or that watch television more end up having an issue. And they said, well, no, because you aren't playing outside and you aren't looking around as much. Well, yeah, watching television. But it's interesting because I wonder how much computers are as much a culprit. You wonder, because computers also, I mean, we are looking at the computer. I had LASIK done finally. I love having LASIK done. But now I'm starting to notice, and we're probably at the 5 or 6 year mark, I'm getting some pretty bad eye strain. You know, when I get done with my show, after 3 hours, even though I don't look always at the screen, I try to print some of the articles out that I want to talk about. And, you know, I'm always looking around the room. You know, and I'm looking at the dials, and then I'm looking at my phone, you know, and then I look in between my toenails and pick out the socks. I mean, I'm looking around, but I notice at the end of 3 hours of being on air, I can't look at a computer anymore. And, you know, even though at work, maybe that's it also, because I'm at work, I'm on a computer as well. I see a patient, I jump on the computer. Go back to a patient, jump on a computer. You know, jump. And jumping on a computer can be dangerous itself. You could crack the screen. So, anyway, what was the point I was making? So, I think not only are we seeing a higher increase of myopia in the Asian countries, but I think also here too, because kids are, you know, on the computers. Or, I mean, I don't really see our American kids playing outside as much as they used to either. I mean, I know they probably, you know, play a little bit more than they can in China. So anyway, they say, though, greater exposure to sunlight may actually protect eyesight by stimulating the release of retinal dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter and nerve signaling. So another aspect is if you aren't outside, you're not getting the sun that can stimulate the retina's dopamine. That's pretty cool. They say the ability of bright light to reduce myopia risk has been demonstrated in animals, including primates. So that's always exciting. Let's see. Also genetics. Well, that too, yeah. If somebody in your family never had to wear glasses, then you always all of a sudden had to wear glasses. You ask your mom, she had another boyfriend. That's what I did. And let me see. I guess that's it. Okay, that's it with that article. Good. Okay, glad I was so thorough on that one. It's funny because you see a child. The picture they have is a little boy. I can't tell if he's from China or Japan, yawning in the middle of class. Or maybe he's yawning because he was listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls. If for some reason you're having any problems with that number, call in to 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. All right, we also say goodbye to Beastie Boys, Adam Yauch. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Yauch. He had died today at age 47 of a parotid, I believe it was a parotid tumor, parotid cancer. Your parotid gland is what's responsible for making your saliva. We'll talk about that. That's a rare one. That's a rare one. From what I understand, he also had cancer of a lymph node as opposed to it spreading. So unless they described it originally in 2009. Now, the Beastie Boys, I remember them in the 80s. I don't remember too many of the songs. You know, you got to fight for the right to party. Yeah, I mean, they sing it on key, of course. But I remember I thought they were really talented, and I liked them a lot. And unfortunately, 47 years old, that's young. So we'll kind of talk about parotid tumor cancers, and how I say too much. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.3240. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.7321, $836.60 for a half ounce, or $418.30 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.7321, $836.60, and $418.30.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Again, I don't know what the heck is going on with our phone company. I apologize if you're trying to reach in. We could temporarily use 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. If for some reason the Doc Dolly doesn't work, I can't stand that. You know, I'm sitting here on air, you know, in the studio, and thank God we got Donovan working the dials. Great crew at GCN. But when it comes to the phone company, no control. Cannot control the phone company. Of course, it's a nighttime or weekend, and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to be bothered. So we'll see what happens. Maybe they're mad. Maybe they don't like my show. Maybe they're like, oh, Dahlia's going to talk about Obamacare again. Quickly, looks like a woman for charity decided to take on a 161-word name. Now, this has been reported by USA Today, BBC News, but apparently she wants to change her name, or she changed her name in the hopes of having people donate to a cause. I believe it's called Red Dreams. Her name, Dawn Marie McManus, is now, I don't even know if I want to read this, Red Wacky League, Antilles, Broke the Stereo, Neon Tide, Bring Back, Honesty Coalition. I don't know. It's too long. Crazy. Now, why is she doing this? Well, she got attention. That's good. And she said she started this and her path to the world's longest name when she and her husband, Ian, started a charity called Red Dreams. Now, unfortunately, they had lost her son. The son died at age 16 to a brain hemorrhage. So they have this charity called Red Dreams, and I always recommend that. Anybody going through such a horrible loss or such a tragedy, I don't know how you could ever rebound. But after much time in grieving and going through the grieving process, I think it's so helpful to try to make some good out of a horrible, horrible situation. And starting a charity or a foundation or working to memorialize the person's, the loved one's name, I think is an excellent way to go. So anyway, apparently, let me see. The USA Today site keeps getting kicked off, so I'm not sure what's happening with that article. So I can't tell you what the Red Dreams charity is doing. Like I said, I could tell you her name, but I don't think really anybody's interested in a 161-word name. All right, salivary cancer. Beastie Boys MCA rapper died. Adam Yelk of salivary gland cancer. What the heck is it? Well, your parotid gland is the one that is responsible. It's the gland you have on both sides for your production of saliva. I think on my Facebook fan page, I have, it was old. A few years back, I had put some pictures. One of my hobbies is I like to look at old art pieces and see what the medical ailments were of the people in the pictures. So there was one, I think it was a Rembrandt, where there's a gentleman there and it looks like he has a parotid tumor, basically a salivary gland tumor. And it's on my, I have to find it, it would be in, under my Facebook page under art and medicine. Or medicine and art, something like that. So it's interesting. So if you could look it up, but that's what I'm visualizing. I'm visualizing. It wasn't a picture of Rembrandt, but I believe it was a Rembrandt painting of a man, and it looks like he has this mass in the middle of his cheek. Now it is extremely rare. We know the salivary glands aid in digestion. It produces the saliva. You have the parotid gland, you have a sublingual gland, you have a submandibular gland, but because they're very juicy eccrine glands, then those types of glands, they have more of a potential to, I guess, have a more aggressive type of cancer. I call things juicy versus dry, because that's how I understood that. Yeah, because I really like citrus fruits, but that's just how I understood. That's how I understood certain types of cancers. For example, some of your, like, skin cancers, and I know some of you are going to go, wait, you're really stretching this one, Dahlia, but here's the thing. Like, some of your skin cancers, the more dry, flaky, epidermal, even though those could be dangerous, they aren't as dangerous as the deeper melanocyte that, to me, is a little juicy. See what I mean? Like, you know, the ovarian cancer. Or ovaries, you know, produce eggs, produce hormones. They're kind of juicy. They make follicular cysts, not juicy in terms of full of fluid volume, but they're not as dry. I think you guys know what I'm saying. Okay. Anyway, sometimes the more aggressive cancers seem to be, like, for example, intraductal carcinoma of the breast. Right? Within the ducts, juicy. Okay, anyway. Okay, so anyway, that's how I just seem to look at it. Okay, of course, signs and symptoms could be lump or swelling, which I discussed. Sometimes your face could get numb, which is why we always like to CAT scan the area, or MRI. You could have pain, difficulty swallowing, difficulty opening your mouth. And depending on the cells, it could be the adenoid cystic, the acinet, depending on the cells. You could even get squamous cell carcinoma, squamous cell, which you could get on the skin. You can also get within the salivary gland. Not that it spreads there, but you can get it. It's rare, but sometimes your ducts can get squamous cell carcinoma. So, all right, well, what do? Well, they usually have to do surgery. They usually have to remove the lymph nodes. They'll do some radiation. They'll do some chemotherapy. But how do you avoid it? I don't know. You know, I can't say this is genetic. You know, sometimes luck of the draw. Now, unfortunately, like I said, we don't know too much more about it. I mean, it is a rare type of cancer. And many times we have to get I've had a couple patients where we've just had to send them to UCLA. And I trained at UCLA. I actually trained under head and neck surgery there, my fourth year of medical school. I'm trying to remember. I don't know if it was Dr. Abermeyer. I'm trying to remember some of the names I work with in head and neck. But I was really interested in head and neck surgery at the time. This is before I got married. And, you know, then once you get married, you're like, oh, I got to have kids and I can't do, you know, 17 years postgraduate type of thing. So, but it's a pretty involved process. Unfortunately, in terms of Adam Yauch, he did not survive it. Okay, so that's, we'll just kind of end it on that note. Sorry, guys, I wanted to have some happier type stories. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We are still working, trying to figure out what is going on with the phone lines, but it looks like we do have a little bit of life left. Also, you know, you can also email me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Also, our Twitter handle, don't forget our Twitter handle is Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. We're testing the phones. Is this exciting? Let's see what happens here. This is what we're getting. She's not sorry. She's not sorry. All right, guys, so I guess if you're trying to call in, we're going to have to just temporarily use the number 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Do, I'm sorry. The number you dialed has been disconnected. I'm sorry, Dr. Dahlia has not paid her phone bill. As a result, you will not be able to call her show, whose ratings are falling anyway as we speak. All right, you guys want to hear about this e-bra? I'm kind of excited about this. This is a sports bra that will actually tell your doctor if you're having a heart attack. Now, I don't know if the men are really going to be purchasing this, but apparently scientists have created a quote-unquote e-bra, okay, that has sensors that will measure your vital signs like heart rate, etc., uploads the information to a wireless network like Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, which a patient and doctor can then assess. It was developed by a team of engineers at the University of Arkansas, which combined nanotextiles, smart technology, whatever the heck that is. They have an e-vest for male patients. I get it, e-vest. Anyway, they say the e-bra enables continuous real-time monitoring. Let me see, what does it do? Remember we were talking about the vest that they were using in Great Britain, where you strapped the vest on and it could read, give a three-dimensional picture? This is, though, something different. This is, you know, where you're at home, I guess. You know, rather than the cumbersome sensors, I guess they're smaller than a dime. There's gold nano electrodes fabricated to a flexible base and then woven into a bra. Ooh, they haven't seen my bra. My bra is not flexible. I need one of those 18-hour bulletproof Kevlar type of bras because, I mean, it just... You know, I'm not an A cup anymore. Let's just put it that way. Anyway, they collect and compress the information before, that's a problem. The bra's already compressing. Before sending it over a network to a secure database. It better be secure. Then the data can be viewed on one screen or on separate windows. Who cares? The software includes a GPS so they know where your breasts are, ladies. Is that exciting? Well, we have the e-bra, Dr. Dahlia, and her breasts are currently located in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you. All right. Okay, so what? I guess it just helps you monitor your vitals, and then if you are having an, I mean, it's probably like an EKG. It's like an EKG in a bra. Or men could have it in a vest. Men may want the bra. I'd rather have a vest. I don't think I want the bra. I don't like bras. They're too difficult to stuff. All right, e-bra. Is that what they're going to call it? No fancy name? E-bra? Not electrode booby, not EKG bra, EKG booby. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to call us. All right, don't go away. We've got more Dr. Dahlia coming up next, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
I gotta tell you, nothing is going right today. I cough when I'm not on break. I cough when I'm on break. And it's interesting, my computer is completely, I don't know if it has a virus in it. This is absolute chaos in the Dr. Dahlia studio right now. Phone not working. Our phone lines aren't working. The computer's not working. You know, I remember when I first started radio, they said, we were having a problem in one of the studios. You know, they said, all right, you know, Dahlia, don't go into any detail. You know, the show must go on. But honestly, I never thought you should sit there and fake it. Okay? I think listeners are smart enough to know something's going wrong. I think, especially many of my listeners who have known me for 3 years, I think they could tell when something is wrong in the Dr. Dahlia studios. All right. And because, I mean, you guys have experienced so much with me. The dog, you know, coming to work and taking a dump. The cat. I had a fire in the studio once. I don't know. And so you guys have been through so much that there's no way I'm going to fake it and I'm going to pretend like everything is okay. You're too smart. Okay, I wouldn't patronize you. I would not try to assume that I could snow everybody by going, oh yes, with this article, this is, I'm gonna tell you we're having a problem. Okay, all right, Houston has a problem, but I gotta tell you, yeah, the show's gonna go on. It may not be as wonderful, and as academic as my show usually is, but it's going to continue. All right, computer or not. I mean, honestly, they did radio long before computers came out. No. Yeah, they did. They did. They actually, there was not a computer in the studio in the olden days. I know. So I'm sure I could get through this. Unfortunately, some of it's going to have to go by memory. All right, but I do have a couple things I could look at here. Now, I'm very excited about this quote-unquote dental filling of the future, which can kill bacteria and regenerate teeth. I don't know how. To me, it sounds too good to be true, but they say scientists have used nanotechnology, which, again, I really don't understand. Nanotextiles, nanobites. Isn't nano a grandma? You know, nana. That's nana as a grandma. Nano. I don't know what I want to be called for grandma. I told my kids if I would be called Scoob or Scooby. All right. I don't want to be called. I don't think my grandkids should call me by my first name. Right. No, they won't call me Dr. Dolly. I don't want them to do that. No doctor stuff. But I don't want to be called Grandma. So I'll probably Scoob. But not Nana and not nanotechnology. And sure as heck not tooth decay. Anyway, apparently they have created the first cavity-filling composite that kills harmful bacteria and regenerates tooth structure lost to decay. Rather than limiting decay, this new material actually can control harmful bacteria, which coexist in the natural colony of microorganisms in the mouth. Oh, I see. We have a lot of bacteria in the mouth. We talk about that. Bacteria is what makes your mouth, it just kind of makes the world go around, right? But when you wake up in the morning and you have that acidic taste and that film on your teeth and you're trying to lick it off, that's what it does, okay? It works to remineralize the tooth, they say. Now, they say, let me see, I want to know how, okay? They're talking about it. All right. Well, just really quickly to review how you get tooth decay is, one, the bacteria make acid. Number two, they take the sugars that are on the teeth. They use it to grow and also convert it into acids, and the acids burn away at the tooth. Then, of course, the bacteria that are already in your mouth can settle in there and cause abscesses, etc. So it's kind of like a vicious cycle. All right, so the dentist, what they do, in order to address a cavity, for any of you that have had a cavity, and Lord knows I've had plenty, what you do is you have to drill out the bad part of the tooth. You got to drill out the decayed part. Then you have the part that should hopefully be alive and well and non-decayed. Then, because now you got this big, huge hole in your tooth, what they do is they fill up the tooth with some sort of composite. All right, and then the composite should be a seal. It should be kind of immune to bacteria. Sometimes it's gold, sometimes it's mercury, sometimes it's a variety of other substances. Who knows? Maybe rat parts. I'm joking. Okay, anyway, I'm there. So in this particular case, what they did is they put antibacterial agents containing silver nanoparticles, and again, I can't even imagine or fathom what a nanoparticle is, but we'll just go with it, into primer used to prepare a drilled out cavity and into adhesives a dentist spread into the cavity to make a filling stick tight to the tissue of the tooth. Okay, so I guess what they're saying is they're filling it up with an antimicrobial type of goo. All right, then now how does it restore? Okay, they say the antibacterial agents also into, let me see, okay, they're just repeating themselves now. Now, how does it restore? The prepared tooth will be filled with another nanocomposite. They're really boring us with this whole nano stuff. Containing calcium phosphate nanoparticles. Again, another nanoparticle that regenerates tooth. This is getting boring. Okay, anyway, so the fillings with the new nanocomposite, so we got nanoparticles and nanocomposites all over the place, with antibacterial primer and antibacterial adhesive, should last only 5 to 10 years. All right, and then I guess they're testing it on saliva of volunteers, and 5 to 10 years. So you got to go through this every 5 to 10 years. I get a cavity a month. I'm not going to go through that. Well, okay. So do you guys get the gist of it? I don't. Oh, they're also going to work on animal teeth. Yeah, you know your animals get. Are you guys taking your animals to the dentist? No, why not? I know I have to also. I don't even know a dentist in town that'll see animals. And my guess is it's going to be expensive. All right, so you guys get all this. Nanoparticles, nanoteeth, bionic teeth. That's what we got here. All right, now, speaking of nanos and nanas, low testosterone linked to diabetes in men. Look, that was a tough one to transition from. How am I supposed to transition from nano stuff to, I'm sure testicles have nanoparticles. You got nanosperm. That'll be that's going to be the new word of the year. Nano. Okay? Nano testosterone linked to nano diabetes risk in nano men. Low testosterone levels have been linked to increased... Yeah, of course. Well, I talk about this all the time. Dr. Leg is new. This article should say, the Dr. Dahlia show has talked about how low testosterone levels have been linked to increased risk of diabetes. And then I'd believe it. They say a new study finds males, of course, in mice, which are nanomice, finds males with low levels of testosterone have more resistance to insulin, a hormone that controls blood sugar levels. Now, you see why this is important? What have I told you guys about testosterone? Well, I don't know, Dr. Dahlia. I don't really listen. Well, maybe you should. When we have a diabetic, we decide a lot of times to check their testosterone, and we find their testosterone to be low. Now, testosterone being low is also a sign, you know, could cause loss of energy, loss of stamina, loss of muscle mass, etc. Did I just lisp math? Muscle math. Now, what we thought for years is if you have diabetes, everything starts to fall apart. And I remember telling you all about testosterone, going, wait a second, okay? Men's testosterone doesn't fall because of a male menopause. You may not be as staminalizing as you were when you were younger, but a healthy man will maintain his testosterone levels. An unhealthy man won't. So what are we talking about here? Well, what we're talking about here is then maybe which came first, the chicken or the egg. Maybe diabetes is what causes your testosterone to go down. Because think about it, okay? If your testosterone comes from your testes, whether they're nano testes or not, that's for you and your wife to decide. But if the testosterone comes from your testes and your diabetes is causing low blood flow to your testes, then you're getting nano blood flow. And nano blood flow to the testes may not cause you to have your super sperm or to produce your testosterone. As well as you also get testosterone from other androgen production from other parts of the body, but we'll talk about that another time. So here's my thing. I think everybody should get their testosterone checked. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, it'll cost so much money. Obamacare won't like it. I don't care. Obamacare doesn't like anything I do. But just get your testosterone checked, because if your testosterone is low, don't just get testosterone supplementations. Have somebody take a look and see if something else is going on. Because low testosterone could be a sign of poor health. All right? Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Every now and then I get an email, you know, Dr. Dahlia, what was your worst show? I'm going to have to say this one. Sorry. But no, I did have another show that stunk. We were having problems with the phone lines, and it was one of the days I was doing morning radio on a Saturday. And this was about 2.5 years ago, and it was a great topic. And it was a topic that I knew would have the phone lines flooded. And the phone lines were flooding, but as they were talking to me, they were getting cut off. There was something with the phone system there too, but that was at another studio. And so they kept getting cut off. It wasn't through GCN. GCN has their act together. They're good. But it was bad. It was really, really bad. And so as I'm trying to talk to the callers, they kept getting cut off. And then I was getting mad. And you don't really want to lose your cool while being on air. You don't want to lose your cool at all. I lose my cool sometimes with my patients. I get really mad. I get really mad. For example, I had a little girl today who was trying to do handstands or something, and she falls directly on her head. And she's doing okay, but her neck hurts and her head hurts. And, you know, I'm like, well, let's do an x-ray. Let's take a look. And her cervical spine actually looks kind of funny. So I wanted to put her in C-spine precautions, send her to the hospital. Mom didn't want to. She's like, I'm going to drive her now. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, she could fracture her neck or whatever. I don't know what's going on with her neck. And she's like, I'm going to take her. So she takes her, which is fine. There's only so much you could do, you know. And they get turned away from the hospital. The hospital goes, no, we don't take kids. I'm like, what are you talking about? Kids go there all the time. So now we have a hospital turning away kids. I'm like, what's going on here? So I got mad. I'm like, what? Yeah, okay, so I do. I lose my cool. I lose my cool. But you're not supposed to lose your cool on air. It's supposed to be really, really nice. Really nice. That you know, reminds me. Donovan, on break, let's figure out when my period's coming. You have my calendar, right? We'll figure out when that's coming, because I just want to warn the listeners, just in case I'm grumpy, because I'm sure they want to know when I'm getting my period. Okay, let's move on. Alaskan Airlines flight attendants. Okay. Donovan's like, really? Do I got to break out the calendar, really? Hundreds of Alaskan Airlines flight attendants say their uniform is making them ill. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. The Association of Flight Attendants represents 2,800 Alaska employees. They say the company's recent uniform makeover has prompted itching, hair loss, and other adverse health reactions. All right. They say 1 in 10 flight attendants have developed issues over the last year. They think the contaminant is tributyl phosphate, and it may be embedded in some of the uniforms. The union is asking the airline to make a change or let them go without a uniform, probably. One of the flight attendants said that they broke out first on their legs, then or on their back, then on their legs. And let me see what else. What other though illnesses besides the rash? Huh. They're not disclosing. I could blame my PMS on my uniform. Let me see here. Yep, no, all right. So anyway, Alaskan Airlines, they're going to have to play around with the uniform. I don't know what it is. I know what it is. Do you guys know what tributyl phosphate is? I don't know. Tributyl phosphate. I know how to draw it. You know, in organic chemistry, you learn how to draw these things. They just give you these names, and you have to draw it with the carbon atoms. And, you know, there's tri, so there's probably 3 butes in it. And then you throw a phosphate, a PO4. Piece of cake. All right. Jogging adds 5 years or more to life to women, 6 years to men. All right. You guys got to start jogging again. This study was started back in 1976 when they were grooving and they thought it would be dynamite too. Sorry. They thought it would be dynamite to follow. I told you this is the worst show I've ever done. The cardiovascular health of around 20,000 people aged 20 to 93. The jogging sub-study grooved by looking at 1,100 male joggers and 768 female joggers and compared their lifespans to non-joggers in the main study population. Joggers were asked to assess whether they ran at a slow, average, or fast pace. Most of these joggers just wanted to slide, right, and hustle and bump their way down the road or ease on down the road. Now, Dr. Schnorr, his name is Schnorr, who is based at Bispurg University Hospital in Copenhagen, said there is a U-shaped relationship between the amount and intensity of jogging and a person's risk of dying over a particular period. He said mortality is lower in people reporting moderate jogging than in non-joggers. So you got to hustle, people. You should aim to feel a little breathless, but not very breathless. Yeah, everybody else goes, well, Dr. Dahlia, if I'm working out, I get short of breath. The machine at the gym says stop if you're short of breath. Well, that's right. I can't tell you if you're short of breath is a heart attack coming or not. But they say if you're a little short of breath, that's better than being a lot short of breath. Okay. What are some other words from the 70s? You got dynamite. You got grooving. Got jive. Got jive turkey. You got, what else did they say a lot in the 70s? I love the 70s. Let me see. You got your bell bottoms. Okay. Anyway. Okay, so people that, okay, oh, then I guess they were looking at bicycling. cycle commuting. Okay, they found that slightly different results. Those who pedaled the hardest tended to live the longest. Okay, so if you're on a bike, I guess in that case the intensity was a little bit more important than duration. But jogging, you know, I used to be a runner. I loved running. But after I blew my knee out skiing, I couldn't run anymore. That's my excuse. I blame the skiing. I probably should blame the ho-hos making my butt bigger. But you know what? I could still do the bump. All right, so the study back from 1976 is still a grooving and still a jiving. All right, what else do we got here? Eye infection. What happened here with this eye infection? A rare fungal infection has hit 33 people across 7 states linked to products mixed in a Florida pharmacy, which also produced supplements that killed 21 ponies in 2009. What? What's this pharmacy doing? All patients had some type of eye procedure, including surgery or injections. 23 suffered vision loss. 24 patients had to undergo another eye surgery. Health officials traced many of the cases to a dye and an injection, including triamcinolone and other products from Frank's Compounding Lab in Ocala. I've been to Ocala. Nice place. Nice place, Ocala, Florida. All right. Is it Florida? Ocala has to be in Florida. Yeah, now they're talking about California. California health officials first alerted the CDC after 9 patients developed an eye infection in March. Frank's recalled dye lots. Oh, they recalled those dye lots that same month. The dye. I'm wondering if it's a fluorescein stain. Okay, because we don't really dye the eye. That's very interesting. The pharmacy has not recalled or halted production of other sterilized, sterile compounded products. So what products are they recalling? And why? What's going on with the eyes? Okay, so it could be the compounding as a pharmacist mixed drugs using bulk ingredients. Ah, okay, so somebody screwed up somewhere. That's the point. I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm trying to look at this on my paper when I really need my computer. My computer's not up. I told you this isn't the best show. I told you. I mean, in general, it's awesome. It's one of the best shows ever. This show is the styling show. But at this point, when I can't even look at my story. Okay, so what happened with the horses? Following the horse deaths, FDA accused Frank's of illegally creating copies of similar drugs. The agency also said the pharmacy is mixing brews outside of federal guidelines. Yeah, you can't just mix this stuff up like you're trying to make a chili, people. The FDA says they were warned in 2005, 4 years before the horses' deaths. Now, what did the horses die of? Well, they're not saying. You know what, guys? I'll have to... Oh, there was too much selenium. Ah, 21 polo ponies died before the championship match. They had just been given a cocktail of vitamins and minerals compounded by the pharmacy. And they used too much selenium. Florida's top vegetarian. Oh, I'm sorry, veterinarian. Sorry, not vegetarian, veterinarian. Blamed the deaths for an overdose of the mineral. Oh, they screwed up bad on this one. You know what, though? They screwed up worse than I did today, so that's not too bad. All right, guys. Whew, I promise next show will be better. Thank you for being patient. Honestly, thank you. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour if you could put up with it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.